All right, here we go. All right, so you've been in the business for 3 years, and so, all right, here we go.
Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Kalei wanted me to get on the line to actually apply a reduced rate for your younger company and, of course, to answer any questions you might have and get you the details. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
You too.
Thank
you. Not too bad.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the different places that a business can appear on the first page, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and our job would be to make sure that your company pops up throughout your entire service area, that in fact, potential customers needing your services will be able to see you, pick up the phone, call you directly without already knowing the name of your business. So, of course, that means we'll create all the content necessary, Mark, for both Google and Bing to recognize you as a top option. So, of course, you'll have, for example, a fully optimized Facebook page for your company, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, actually almost 70 different destinations and directories all talking about your company, your services, your service area, and then linking back to a website. Now, Kalei put in the notes here that you are actively working on a website. Is that something that you're trying to build yourself, or is somebody else helping you out with that?
Myself.
You are? Okay. How's it going? I guess my question would be, when do you think that website would be completed? A little bit slow and tedious. Okay. I gotcha. So in that case, you know, for our clients that don't have a website already, you know, especially for younger companies, we don't expect you to already have a website. We actually do websites in-house, and in this case, I'd be willing to include one at no additional cost, just kind of as a placeholder, you know. That way you don't have to rush to get your website done. But when people see you on the first page, our job is not just to list you there. It's to have people pick up the phone and call you. So certainly a website that talks about your services, puts before and after photos on there, things like that, that will make a lot of people feel very comfortable in calling you directly, knowing that you'll do the type and quality of work that they're looking for. Now, of course, not everyone who sees you on that first page will choose to call your company. You won't be the only business on that first page. The ones that do call you, though, will be pretty serious about hiring you. Like I said, they will see a website for you, either the one that we'll build for you or yours when it's completed. And when they're calling you, they're basically hoping that you're available to do the job and already thinking if your price is fair, they will want to hire you for your services. Now, with a good 30-mile service area taking in the neighboring towns and communities, bigger and smaller, we would want to do both the local search engine optimization to get you found in that local pack or that map that pops up. I would also recommend Google paid ads. Now, the paid ads appear at the very top of the page. That's going to jumpstart your local campaign, get you found faster and farther. And, of course, when you're on the first page in both the local map and the Google ads, you'll get a lot more phone calls. Is it just you doing the work? Do you have a crew? I mean, how much more work can you actually take on?
Not a whole lot.
Not a lot. Okay.
I'm going to college.
Oh, you are. Okay. And then how much of your work percentage-wise, just roughly, would you say comes from maybe a 20 or 25-mile radius versus the 30 that Kalei put down here?
Most of it.
Most of it? Okay. So in that case, you know, being that you are a younger company, that most of your work comes from a more local area, anything beyond 25 miles, I usually will recommend Google Ads because, you know, the local map is as local as Google can make it. So if someone is 30 miles away doing the same types of searches, they would be more likely to find one of your competitors in that local map, someone much closer to them than you are. That being said, being that you're in college and things like that, not looking to take on a ton more work, I would want to make this as affordable for you as I can and at least start with the local campaign. If you decide to ramp things up, if you really want to be found beyond a 25-mile radius, we can always add Google Google Ads later on. Now, the local campaign, that's what I was talking about initially, all the different directories, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone. And like I said, the website is included as well with that local campaign. As a younger company, you would see the biggest savings that we offer to the public. It's actually the lowest price that we offer. It is for younger businesses. It is a month-to-month service, so no long-term contract. Our clients, though, stay with us because it's profitable to be on that first page. So especially for younger companies, we try to make it affordable. And then Kalei probably mentioned that just for fun, really, and because we want to make this affordable when we can, just because it is around the corner from Halloween, we're actually waiving our setup fees. So there would be no one-time setup fee that would normally attach to the first month. With the reduced rate for a younger company, you save $200 every month. It is, like I said, month to month, but that reduced rate will stay with you as long as you stay with us. It's a little over 50%, just a tiny bit over 50%. It would bring your rate down from what would normally be $399 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $199. That $199 would be the exact amount that would bill once a month. So you always know how much it bills, you know when it bills. It is, like I said, an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges. There's no lead fees either. Kalei actually attached a Angie's Leads or Home Advisor profile page here. I think she found it when she was looking for your website. That's a very different service than what we're talking about here. That's a lead-based service where you pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not, right? Mm-hmm. Right. Are you actively paying for those leads right now? And how do you like that service?
No, I stopped the service a little bit ago.
You did.
When I started having much business and I was backing up.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, and that's one thing that you will need to do with especially that lead service. I mean, their job is to pretty much send and sell you as many leads as you're willing to pay for. And, of course, they do turn around and sell those same leads to a handful of your competitors. And whether you get the job or someone else gets the job or even when no one gets the job, you still have to pay for the leads. So it's probably good that you put those leads on pause. Now, our service is something that you can pause, too. I mean, it is a month-to-month service, but you can pause it whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation or back to school. We can pause it seasonally as well. But it would be that flat rate month-to-month as long as you choose to stay with us. Like I said, the setup fees waived, so it would be $199 out the door. You'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, too, so you'll always see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know, too, which clients found you from the local map, from individual directories, or from your website. Now, most people will simply pick up the phone and call you directly. Residential and commercial clients can, though, fill out the contact form on your website, kind of let you know where they're located and what they're looking to have done. When they fill out that form, you get a text message. You also get an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, you're not paying extra for those leads. It's still that flat rate, that $199. Anything they type into that form will also repopulate on your tracking and your reporting. So you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even do know who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
Not really.
Okay. Well, it's a service that we're actively filling, so we are looking for the one company that we'll work with, and then we'll close out the category. Is that something that you would want for your business at this point?
I'm seriously thinking about it right now.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, well, here's the beauty of it, and I know you're not looking to take on a ton more work, but you know, you're also not a hair salon or a doggy walker, and you don't need 15 jobs to break even at that $199. Even one job that you weren't going to get otherwise would easily offset the cost of our service. And with a steady stream of calls coming to you, I think that's the hardest hurdle to get over with a lead-based service is actually getting someone on the phone who is interested in hiring you specifically. I know a lot of times, at least hearing from what a lot of business owners have said over the many years, I mean, I know it's just been a couple of months since there's been a concentrated effort to rebrand both Home Advisor and Angie's List into the single entity, Angie or Angie's Lead. But for about 8.5 years, Home Advisor was Home Advisor, and before that they were called Service Magic. I actually remember talking to business owners that were using Service Magic back in the day. So I have talked to a lot of business owners that have used that particular service, and you know, a lot of them do say that it's a lot of good money that goes after, you know, a lot of bad leads, and a lot of times it's people looking for the cheapest guy, or maybe they only just want an estimate to try and budget for something in the future. I remember all the time the ads for Home Advisor, get the free quote for the job you need type of thing. So you do get a lot of that with the lead-based system. In fact, I think that most homeowners don't even know that business owners are paying good money for those leads. And, you know, they just think, hey, great, let me get an estimate or two. So this takes that out of the equation. I mean, people call you directly. They're going to call you after seeing your website. It really is that old football adage. You know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. Not that I'm saying that you're the worst, Mark. In fact, you could be the best. But until we get you on that playing field, which in this case is the first page of Google, it's pretty hard to win. Most consumers rarely, if ever, go past the first page. They can find what they're looking for on that first page, make a call or two, and find the guy that they're going to hire. But even as a younger company, you can be on the first page with the right optimization. You can be the guy that gets the phone call, the guy that wins the job, right? You know, the business is on the first page. Of course, they get more phone calls, more opportunities, and if they can take on more work, they ultimately do more jobs. But they're not on that first page because they've been doing it longer than you have, or because they have a bigger company, or because they can do a better job than you can do. They're just on that first page because they have more relevant content online for that particular search in that area. So that's why, as a Google Premier partner, we will create all of the almost 70 directories that the search engines want to see. Now, you kind of mentioned you're seriously considering it. What is your thought process at this point, or what is your concern? Is it, you know, how much work you can take on, how much time you can devote to the tree service, or is the budget at that $199 a concern for you?
It's a little bit of all three.
A little bit of all of them.
First two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I was thinking, and, you know, definitely why I pivoted pretty quickly to trying to get you the most opportunities, to getting you quality opportunities closer to home for you, and why we're talking more about a local campaign versus, you know, the Google Ads that would get you found 30, 40 miles away. You know, like I said, obviously, it's not designed for a company that's starving for work. It's not designed for inundating you either with more work than you can take on. Although, you know, one of the things that a lot of business owners complain about with a lead-based service is the time it takes to follow up with those leads and call them back if they don't answer, call, you know, Home Advisor if the lead doesn't answer or hangs up on you when you try to call. And that takes a lot of time out of the day, especially for someone who's, you know, not gung-ho full-time as a business. You know, this is going to help you because there's really no work on your end except the picking up the phone, talking to the person on the other end, and then going out there and doing the job. So there's less work to get work, more time doing the work and getting paid to do the work. And obviously, like I said, really one good job would easily offset the cost of our service. But you did mention the $199 being something that might give you a little bit of hesitation, and I understand. I mean, certainly as a younger company and a small company, is it just you that would be doing the work, or do you have any help? Do you have a crew, a couple guys?
I end up having a guy help me from time to time.
From time to time. So mostly you when you can handle it, one guy if you need the help. So, yeah, I mean, you're not looking to take on a ton more work or necessarily, you know, the bigger jobs. But, you know, even a couple of small jobs, even, you know, a couple of the trim jobs would easily keep you profitable. That being said, it is, you know, like I said, a holiday promo that we're trying to run here. It's the end of the day, the end of the week, and we are trying to fill as many of these important positions as we possibly can. We can only work with one business at a time per area and industry, and that is dictated to us by Google as a partner. So, as a young guy, kind of getting your business going and going to school at the same time, you know, the only thing lower in our system as far as price point than a new in business rate is officially coded as a friends and family rate. And I'm not going to tell my supervisor that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school or something like that, but I'd be honest with them. You know, I'd tell them that you're a fairly young company, that you had tried the Home Advisor Angie's List, and he knows the expense involved with that particular service. And, of course, in this last year and a half, although it's not as crazy as it was, it's still challenging for a lot of business owners. I know that he's been making this exception for other pricing directors, and I'm pretty sure I could get him to approve it, especially today on a Friday. The friends and family rate for the local campaign, and this is still with the website included, the setup fee, of course, is waived, is $149, not the $199. So percentage-wise, that's a significant savings. Even the $50 a month is going to add up quickly for you. If he approves it, it would be $149 to start and $149 to stay. So it would never go up even a penny more than the $149. Like I said, it's kind of turnkey. It's a comprehensive program to put you and keep you, in this case, in just the local map. But to be honest with you, that's where most consumers go when they're looking for a service. They want to look at websites and things like that. If I can get the $149, the friends and family rate, approved, of course, you're going to get the tracking, the reporting. You'll be able to hold us accountable. It truly is service. It's performance-based. You know, we have to really keep you a satisfied client for a couple of months, even just for us to break even. And we would, in fact, spend more in time and resources and, in many cases, the direct cost associated with creating a website for you, verifying your listing, doing what's called the NAPW audit, name, address, phone number, website, to make sure any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not, and, of course, to create all the additional content. So we're actually at $149 if my supervisor approves it. That's below our operating cost, so we'd have skin in the game, too. Your success would be our success, and we'd work very hard to make sure you're profitable. We wouldn't even be locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs. It would still be that month-to-month service. Like I said, you know, we've been doing this a long time. We've been an SEO company since 2004, so we're actually coming up quickly here by the end of the year on our official 17-year anniversary. And I've been with the company myself for 8.5 years, and I've got clients that have been with me from the beginning, but as a company, we have clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 10 years, 12 years, 14 years. So, I mean, we do look long-term, even though it is month-to-month, and I think if I can ask my supervisor and explain why that I want him to approve that friends and family rate, that $149, if he approves that, would that be fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to earn your business and prove it to you 1 month at a time?
Absolutely.
Let me get a little information from you, and at the same time, I'm going to message my supervisor as to why I'm making this request. Now, I do see the business listed as A1 Climbers Affordable Tree Service, Inc., and is that how you would want the name of the company to appear online?
We could probably take the ink off.
Take the ink off, yeah. I was going to ask you. I always will ask if it's an Inc., an LLC, or a co at the end of it, because it is a personal preference as to how you choose to brand your service. I always recommend leaving those things off, but if someone says, nope, I'm proud of it, please put it there, I'll agree to it, of course. The important thing is the consistency.
Okay.
So on the website, on the Google and Bing listing, on all the 70 or so directories, we'll have it as A1 Climbers Affordable Tree Service without the Inc. And then is the phone number, Mark, that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call and also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account? It is.
It's
and I'm guessing the 520-576-4364, that's probably a smartphone, right? You can receive a text message on that number?
Perfect,
yeah. And then, you have to these days, right? And then, like I said, when someone fills out the contact form, you'll get a text message. You'll also get an email. If it's a business email, we'll list it proudly physically on the website, too. If it's more of a personal email address, it would be hidden but still attached to that contact form. Mark, what is a good email address either for you or for your company?
A1Climbers@Yahoo for the company.
Okay, so A1Climbers@Yahoo.com. So, you know, kind of an abbreviated version of the business name itself. We can physically list that on the website as well. And then, of course, we'll use it when necessary to contact you regarding your account. We use phone, text, email, usually the method that is most appropriate to the information that we're trying to get out to you. Certainly something for, you know, we want you to keep for your records. Longer pieces of information, we'll email it out to you. But do you have a preference as to how we contact you regarding the account?
Text is preferred. That way I can take a look at it while, you know, or have one of my employees just look real quick.
Perfect. Yeah, to be honest with you, I actually have that question default set to text, and I'll only change it when necessary, but definitely text preferred. And a lot of the times it's going to be something quick. It might just be, hey, we need to speak with you about this. Can you give us a call when you get the chance, or that type of thing. So I'll put text preferred. And then I also wanted to ask you about the physical address on the Angie's Leads profile, the 3010 Amy Circle. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, you're service-based, right? And you always go out to the customer to provide that service. No one ever does come to you before, during, or after. You don't see customers come to you at that address?
That's my residence.
It is your residence. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. And that's actually why I'm asking it. And, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home. Even if it were a shop or a warehouse or a small office, if you don't see customers come to you, Google does not want to list the physical street address because they don't want anyone to try and drive out there and knock on your door any more than you do. So they'll just list your city and state, not even the zip code, and certainly not any physical street address. And then, Mark, what is your last name?
Molnar, M-O-L-N-A-R.
You said M-O-L-N-A-R?
Correct.
Gotcha. And just to be safe here, is Mark M-A-R-K or M-A-R-C-K? Or M-A-R-C?
Yeah.
M-A-R-K?
Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, just wanted to make sure. Never can assume in this life. Let's see. And then are you Monday through? Yeah, not anymore, right? People like to get creative with the spellings, and I think it's interesting, but, you know, makes me want to always ask. Are you Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday? When would you want to be found?
They can get a hold of me, you know, 7 days a week.
Okay.
But primarily the majority of me cutting trees down right now while this college semester is in session is Friday through Sunday.
Friday through Sunday mostly, but they can call you 7 days a week. If you are available, would you be able to do like emergency service, like if a storm comes through and knocks down some limbs or trees?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's definitely something we'll want to list you for and get those opportunities. Oh, here it is. I just heard the chime. My supervisor responded, so give me a quick second to pull that up. Okay. So it says, Paul, for this fairly young company, especially one that did try Angie's List and Home Advisor, I would, in fact, be more than willing to approve your request for the friends and family rate of $149 for the local campaign with a website included. It says, I'm looking forward to helping this young company to continue to grow and thrive in a digital age where most people do, in fact, go online looking for the services that they need. And then it actually says, Paul, it's about time you do a friends and family rate, which is kind of funny, and it's also quite true. I mean, like I said, the reduced rate for a newer company puts us typically below our operating costs, so I don't always try to do this, but I'm actually glad that he's allowing me to do that. So that would be $149. Like I said, there, yeah, absolutely, it's a big difference, especially, you know, when we're talking $199 down to $149. There's no setup fee. It's just the flat rate. The website's included, meaning that we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. So we'll use photos that you have now. If you do a job you're especially proud of, if you want to take more photos, we'll always be able to update the photos on the website, update the content too. There's never any additional cost for us to do that. Now, what I'll do is a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at our client interview calendar. I'll schedule a follow-up call from one of our technicians. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's, make sure we've got all the information that we need to promote for your business, you know, the hours of operation, of course, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, a tagline, slogan, or motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. Of course, we'll take care of all of that, like I said, in a follow-up call, a couple of other things too. What I would do now, though, to secure the listing for A1 Climbers Affordable Tree Service would to be what's called a voice verification. It's actually required of us. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, Mark, so you know that it is a month-to-month service. With my supervisor's request that he honored, I would be able to reduce it to the $149. The website's included. There's no setup fee. Of course, it being month-to-month and things like that. It's recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay? Give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay. Mark, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, Mark, can you please restate the name of your company as you want that to appear online?
A1 Climbers Affordable Tree Service.
Perfect, and that is exactly how I have that. And then, Mark, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Mark Molnar, owner.
Okay, and Mr. Molnar, as the owner of A1 Climbers Affordable Tree Service, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Correct.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information, Mark, that you'll be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing and that when people needing your services in your area are calling you or texting you or filling out that contact form, we actually specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, emails too, coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mark, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you're responsive, you'll do very well with this service. Now, Mark, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. We are already aware of the Angie's leads. The reason we asked was all of the additional content that we will, in fact, be creating for your company. We certainly wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do, in fact, decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Molnar, we ask that you at least let us know. Mark, that's fair enough, right?
Yep, not a problem.
Perfect, yeah. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically as well. If anything new comes along, though, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in costs that I was able to apply and with the additional one that my supervisor is allowing me to apply here, with this being, of course, a month-to-month service and the website included, Mr. Molnar, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving, will be charged today, the 29th of October, in the very discounted total amount, the officially friends and family rate, of $149. Now, that $149 1.39 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which does mean that it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind, never any lead generation fees whatsoever. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone. In this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page mark is also included at no additional cost, which again, as I said, means that we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 29th of the month, and that same exact discounted rate of $149. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As it is a month-to-month service and completely at will, that does, of course, mean that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason or pause it too. No questions asked, no fees involved. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, you can even pause the service seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Mark, all that we do ask to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Molnar, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mark, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And that first payment, Mark, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Visa.
A Visa. Mark, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
My name.
Your name. Any middle initial on that particular card?
R.
R? Okay. One of those letters that only sounds like that letter, not like a T that could be a P or an S that could be an F, or an M that could be an N. All of those I have to ask. But R is just R. And then you said that was a Visa card, Mark. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4270-8260-0343-4159.
And then the expiration month and year?
December of 23.
December of 23, and the last three digits on the back of the card?
869.
So 869 on the back, and then it was 12 or December of 2023, the expiration. Mark, was the card itself 4270-8260-0343-4159?
Correct.
Okay. And is that bill at the home address, the 3010 Amy Circle, 31602?
It does.
It does. Okay. In about a minute or so here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach client support. Mark, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that next business day. You can reach the client support team by email with support@localsplash.com. Now, like I said, in a second here, you'll receive that confirmation email through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice is emailed out to you separately for your records, and it is on the invoice email that you'll find a link to the written terms and conditions. Mark, that's everything we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link via a text message, and depending on who your phone carrier is, you may receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, just let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. And I'm also now taking a look at our client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. Like I said, we are closed on the weekend, and this late in the day, we are booked out for this last client interview that's happening right now. On Monday, though, looks like the calendar is almost wide open, a little booked out in the morning. The first available would be 11 p.m. The last available would be the 6 o'clock slot. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes, and you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. Did you want something as early as 11, as late as 6, or somewhere in between?
Somewhere between 2 and 4.
Between 2 and 4. So there is one at 2, and there's one at 3, and there's one at 4. No, wait. There is not a 3 o'clock. There's one at 2, and then there's one at 4.
Let me do the 2 o'clock.
The 2 o'clock, it would probably be closer to 2:15 when they actually give you that phone call. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for the call that takes about 25 or 30 minutes. And, again, you don't have to be in front of a computer. You'll receive a reminder email then at 1 o'clock that the call is scheduled for 2. In a minute or so, I'm just going to send you a calendar invite, really just more for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although some do, and I don't mind if you do. Mark, did you receive either the text message or the email?
Yeah, I got a text.
You got the text. If you open up the text, it goes directly where we want you to go. If you open up the email, you have to actually click on the link. But you'll see that it goes to my.localsplash.com, in this case, slash terms. This is actually the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking and your reporting. In this case, we just want you to acknowledge that that you have received this. So we're talking about the Google My Business optimization. We'll mirror the same content on Bing. The directory submission, that's the 70 or so directories that we'll create for you. The landing page is your website. About two-thirds of the way down where it says SMS communication, we just want you to verify that the 520-576-4364 number is a number that you can receive text messages on, although you already did say that it is. We do, though, want you to not click on that box because that's actually to opt out of SMS or text messages, and since that's your preferred method of contact, please just leave that box empty. But towards the bottom where it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, of course, that card in your name, we do want you to click on that box. You can either copy and paste where it says Mark R. Molnar and just copy it into that sign box. If you copy and paste it, though, be careful not to copy a space before or after because that would confuse the system. You can type it in if you like, and then just hit confirm signature. Now, that does a couple of things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month-to-month, that we've reduced the rate, waived the setup fee, and we've included the website. It also does allow us to both release the Google PIN card so we can verify that you are an active business in the local area. Of course, we'll hide that address, and then also to do the NAPW audit to make sure any information that's already out there is accurate and correct, and to fix it if it's not. It also does. Once you hit submit, you'll know you're successful here when it's asking you for a username and a password.
It is.
So the reason it's doing that, like I said, this is actually the same dashboard portal that you'll be very soon using for your tracking and your reporting, and the automated system thinks that you're trying to do that now. The username's been created, but not the password. So you don't have to worry about that. I think if you were able to put a password in right now, it would take you to some sort of oops error message that the page hasn't been created because obviously we haven't created your client dashboard just yet. The password's not been created yet either, but the username is the phone number that we're speaking on. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the numbers. In any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, that is the catch-all for everything related to your account, and you can send anything and everything there. Just do reference either your phone number or your username, basically the same thing, and then we'll be able to forward that out to the right department. You'll also see that username in the calendar invite that I'm sending out to you now. It's got the username, your name, and then your phone number, and then it's going to say local splash CIENG, which simply stands for client interview conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. So I did just send that out to you as well. You don't have to respond to it. Other than that, let me be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. On a personal note, if it helps you to scale back or keep those leads turned off, that makes me feel pretty good because, like I said, over the years I've talked to many, many business owners who a lot of them anyway, said that it's a lot of good money going after a lot of bad leads. So hopefully we can keep you away from
getting
a bit too far down the hole, get your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business. I'm pretty excited, too, that my supervisor allowed me to do that friends and family rate. I'm going to message him back. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I'm glad he did. I'm going to thank him for it. I haven't had the time as I was trying to focus on the phone call. I'll thank him for doing that and put in a little chuckle when he kind of poked a little fun at me for not doing this. But I guess it's true. But I'm glad I'm doing it for you, you know, and I know you're going to love it. Real pleasure speaking with you. Of course, it is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call on Monday, but you enjoy the rest of the day. You have a fantastic weekend, Mark.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.